Hi, everybody. It's John Melke, Director of Strategic Communications here at UW Parkside, and it's Parkside Today. I'm joined by Lena Plotz, new student services coordinator, and Carol Dalton, campus activities planner. Ladies, thank you for being here on Parkside Today with us.
Thank you so much for having us. We're excited to be here.
Well, it's the start of a new semester, so we have new students coming to campus. We have all our returning students coming back to campus, and we have lots of fun and exciting things for them to do the first couple of weeks here. Lena, tell us a little bit about what students can expect when they get back to Parkside beginning on Tuesday, September 4.
Great. Well, we kick off new student convocation on September 4th, and we are kicking off our week of Ranger Welcome that afternoon. So students are coming back to campus with one of our oldest campus traditions. This Ranger Welcome is held the first week of classes and is packed with fun events and resources to welcome all of our new students to campus and also welcome our returning students. On Tuesday, September 4th, we will start in the evening with our community meetings. This is a chance for our resident, This is a chance. It'll be a long afternoon.
Couldn't they
fix it?
Yeah, they will.
This is an opportunity for our students living on campus to get to know our residence hall staff, as well as meet the students living in the community with them. And that will be at 7 p.m. And the resident assistants will gather all of their students at that time.
And what is that? Does that event just help students maybe that are new to living on campus, living in a different environment? Maybe it's their first time away from home, just kind of settle in and get comfortable?
Absolutely. During that meeting, they're going to complete a few icebreakers so that the community gets an opportunity to get to know each other a little bit more beyond their immediate roommate that they met at move-in the day prior. They will also be going over policies and procedures that are unique to our campus for our returning students and allow the community to set some community expectations at that time so that everyone enjoys their time living in the residence halls.
And living away from home for someone for the first time or living in a residence hall, it's a different
scary deal,
isn't it?
Yes, it absolutely is. I love our residence halls on campus because we have three different styles, which allows the students to choose a style that will be most comfortable for them as they transition to living away from home for the first time.
And we've got some other things going on Tuesday evening. We're going to talk about those a little bit later. But let's jump ahead to Wednesday and walk your schedule. How is someone going to walk their schedule?
Sure. So that day and every day that week, we will have Ask Me tables set up with students and staff available to ask questions as students are coming to campus for the first time. However, on Wednesday from 7:30 to 9 in the bridge, our orientation leader team will be available to help students who have arrived early to find their classes and get them adjusted to campus. So the staff that they've already met while attending orientation will be a friendly face and able to get them around so that they feel comfortable during their first week.
So if they have a class in, let's say, Greenquist L123, I don't know if such a room actually exists or not. But
it probably does. And our students will know where to find it and we'll be able to assist the students with directions.
Right. Because it's a great campus. The buildings are very interesting.
Yep.
50 years that UW Parkside has been holding classes. And next year, starting in 2019, it'll be the 50th year. Mm-hmm. Of students actually attending classes here at this particular location, but getting around the buildings and the learning the numbering systems and the MOLN versus the GRN, I probably can't even do those. That does take a little getting used to, doesn't it?
It does. When I was a student here, it took me a little bit of time to navigate my way around the campus. Although it was small, it can be intimidating, and we definitely want to assist any students that we can that morning.
Sure. You also have, kind of at that same time, commuter coffee.
Yes.
What are we going to do with that?
Yeah, so if you're a commuter student on campus, please join us from 7:30 to 9 in the alumni room. Our orientation staff will also be in that room, as well as our admissions staff, to help greet you during your first morning, kind of get you warmed up to get ready to go to class, and we'll be serving coffee and morning pastries.
And, of course, speaking of serving pastries, then we are going to meet the dietitian, which seems
yes.
like, you know, that does the two. How did you do this morning on your diet? Well, I had free pastries.
Mm-hmm. Free day, first day of class, lots of stress.
Yeah.
But we do, not many students are aware of a resource that we have on campus, but we do have a registered dietitian who's available mm-hmm. to assist our students all year long. So we have her available this first day to go over services that she offers to our students and how they can connect with her during the first year.
And it's not the same as living away from home, but once you are away from home, if it's the first time where maybe you're making your own choices in terms of what you eat, when you eat, the portions, et cetera, that's a learning process as well.
It does look very different, and we want students to have access to her right away as they're establishing some new habits on their own.
Okay. And then, of course, right after we meet the dietitian, we have the ice cream social. So
yes. So at the same day and the outside the ballroom, so in the Heritage Lounge outside of our grand ballroom, we have the ice cream social with our academic colleges. So the deans from each college will be attending, as well as our students from Phi Eta Sigma, which is our campus's chapter of the National Honor Society. Mm-hmm. And that society is open to all first-year students who have a 3.5 GPA and a 4.0 scale as they close one there as well, welcoming students. Curricular period. So that team will be there as well, welcoming students, serving ice cream, and talking about some of the benefits of joining Phi Eta Sigma.
Great. And that evening, Ranger Roundup. What's Ranger Roundup?
Yes, it is a fancy name for New Student Mixer, where students on their first day of class will get to have a little bit of a break and get another opportunity to meet folks that they haven't outside of who's living in their residence halls or who's in class with them. And again, our OL staff will be there to facilitate that new student mixer. We'll be listening to music, playing some fun games, and just getting excited for our next event that evening, which Carol will talk about shortly.
Okay. So it is, we're giving students a lot of opportunity early on to get together, to meet each other, find out, you know, meet new people who they haven't interacted with before. And for some, especially like the on-campus residents who
right.
they'll be with interacting with a lot
yep.
In the coming months.
Exactly.
On Thursday, transfer student breakfast, that's a whole different group, isn't it? Transfer students coming in, they've been someplace else for a little bit. They come in, I don't want to say adjust, wrong word.
Get
acclimated to the campus.
Absolutely. Well, I'm hoping that as many of our transfer students can attend, but any time between 7:30 and 9 on Thursday morning, we will be in the alumni room, and all of our transfer folks on campus from our admissions team who worked with them primarily to get them to UW Parkside, so whether that's on the recruitment side or evaluating credits, we're excited to meet with them again once they're on campus. We want all of our transfer students to feel comfortable. We've worked hard to recruit them. We hope that they are transitioning to a university that they feel is the right fit for them. So we just want to be one more friendly face that they meet during the first week of classes and let them know how happy we are that they've chosen to be a Ranger.
Sure, sure.
And it's free breakfast.
And it's free breakfast. the dietitian will be there to help you with that free breakfast. Later that day, the campus services block party.
Yes. So that will take place between 11 and 1, and that's going to be in our Wiley Services hallway. That hallway is very unique to our campus because if you are a student who needs to see the cashier, an advisor, mm-hmm. disability services, Army ROTC, it has basically every resource that you need on campus.
Right.
And we want our students to meet those folks right away. These are services that they'll be using their first year, their second year, all the way to graduation. And we want them to become familiar with what those services have to offer to our students and who's working in those offices.
Mm-hmm.
So we will have pizza, free food, there'll be music, there'll be giveaways, and each office will have a table to offer giveaways and also share what they can contribute to the students' experience. And then we will also have a table at Campus Services Block Party that will be making signs for our next event, which is our men's soccer game at 11:30. That's going to be at our soccer field, but as a team and as a group, we'll walk over to the soccer field and go cheer on our Rangers together.
Great. Well, it's an interesting year for the Rangers. It's mm-hmm. the first year that new conference. Mm-hmm. And so I know the folks there are really excited to have that opportunity to compete in the GLIAC, the Great Lakes Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. So that that sounds like fun, getting over to the soccer game.
Yeah, if you're a student, please come early to the campus service block party so we can make some signs together. And please don't forget to bring your Ranger card so that you can enter the game.
Also, in that afternoon, what is a planner party? Students can go to a planner party.
Well, I'm hoping all of our students who might be nervous about the adjustment from high school to college come to the planner party from 3 to 4. That's going to be hosted by PARC, our Parkside Academic Resource Center, where you bring your syllabi that you've received, and we will help you navigate putting that into your planner for the first time. We'll be providing tips and tricks so that you can be more successful during your first year in this first week of craziness as you're trying to acclimate to a collegiate classroom. And Kim White will be there, and we'll have free giveaways such as highlighters, post-it notes, stickers, just so that you're feeling comfortable with all of the changes that are occurring academically.
Sure. Because getting off to a good start is, I mean, it seems
key.
Like it's only the first or second week, but it makes a difference, doesn't it?
It does. And we will go through why the syllabus is so important and what that contract looks like between you and your instructor. And we will also be sharing additional resources about our Parkside Academic Resource Center at that session as well.
Because the assistance for students that are coming into the university for the first time, entering that type of classroom setting, they may feel like help is not there, but help is there. There's assistance there for them.
There absolutely is. And I hope the students that are listening, I hope you understand that feeling overwhelmed this first week is absolutely normal. And I hope that you do. I hope if you are feeling overwhelmed that you just ask anyone for help on our campus. So we, as we recruit students, we always say, as long as you're willing to be uncomfortable in that one moment and raise your hand, we will have a line of people ready and willing to help with whatever you need so that you can be successful.
Yeah.
And that starts that first week. So come to planner party. We'll help you get organized.
Yeah, come to planner party. That evening, this is on Thursday, September 6th, is the open mic night. Tell us a little bit about open mic night.
Yeah, pretty casual event for our students. We have a lot of talented students starting at UW Parkside and a lot of talented students returning, and we want them to get used to using our den space besides from just ordering very delicious food. So we will be hosting the open mic night, and it's sharing any talent, whether that's through song, spoken word, or you just want to come and support some of your friends who are brave enough to get on the mic.
Sure.
With just a very informal event for couple hours for our students to come and enjoy the den.
Sure, sure. And as we move more toward the end of the week on Friday, the library open house. I mean,
one of my favorite events.
You have to know where the library is if you're a student, don't you?
Absolutely. So if you like mini golf and you want to learn more about the library, the library staff has found a really creative way to give away free prizes, allow our students to learn more about the services that they offer, and a fun afternoon on Friday of mini golf.
Yeah. Followed by the Instagram scavenger hunt. I don't do Instagram, so you guys got it. You got to help me here and tell me what's going on.
I don't either, which is why someone's helping me plan this event. But we have an Instagram expert helping with this. But we really want our students to get to know their new home and what we affectionately call in our office, the Office of Admissions, the 700. So we sit on 700 beautiful acres.
Many
students venture outside of their comfort zone. So we've put together a scavenger hunt where students earn points as they take different pictures across campus. And then at the end of it, we will give away prizes for the students who earn the most points. So just a fun way for folks to connect with other folks across campus and really have the opportunity to explore how beautiful our campus is.
Sure, sure. We have more stuff going on Friday. We're gonna have free samples on Friday. We're going to kick it on the quad Friday.
Yes.
What are those about?
Free Sample Friday, one of our students' favorites programs. We have a couple of vendors coming to campus. They'll be set up both in the Brickstone and in Wiley Hall and giving away some special, I believe this year we're doing samples of Starbucks, Pepsi, and then I don't know our other vendor yet, but we will have them set up in the Brickstone for any students who want a snack, a free snack on Friday afternoon. And then after they've gotten their free snack, we'd love for all of our students to join us kicking it on the quad. We have a beautiful quad space where we will have blankets set up. There'll be volleyball going on. There'll be yard games such as bag toss, and we're giving away free popsicles to the first 30 folks who show up, and there'll be music and just an opportunity to meet additional folks on campus.
Wow. How many students live on campus? About 900?
Yep, that's what I believe, 800 or 900.
Yeah, so it's a pretty good sized group.
Mm-hmm.
And the activities that you have planned, I'm not trying to leave the commuter students
right.
out, because I know that the commuter students are, you know, they're welcome at all of these events and they can do these things.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly for the on campus students, it's giving them
steps
an opportunity.
Away from
yeah.
steps away from their doorstep. Definitely an opportunity to get really comfortable on campus that first week, but all programs are open to commuter students as well. And we hope that if they're around campus, they join us.
Sure, sure. Saturday, September 8th. We already went through the first week, and it's get your game on.
Mm-hmm. So after our students made it through the first week, we're hoping that they stick around campus on the weekend mm-hmm. and get the opportunity to, again, in the den, play some board games or video games, card games, just to start the evening. And then after that's finished, we'll be kicking off Ranger Bingo, where students can win free prizes.
Excellent, excellent. And you're organizing these events and putting them together, how much input are you getting from either maybe current students or yourself, a past student? You start to think about, well, what would be fun and what would have helped me, or does that kind of go into the process?
Absolutely. So we evaluate our programming each year. We meet as a committee, whether that's with students or staff who attended the programs, just to see how we are best serving students as they adjust this first week and try to find a mix of how we can support them academically, but mm-hmm. also get them on campus really enjoying their first week as a student and giving them opportunities to meet as many folks as they can. We hope that maybe that they're meeting some lifelong friends at some
yeah.
of these programmings
yeah.
or at the very least know how to get to their class and are comfortable asking for help as they navigate their first week.
Yeah, because, I mean, you never know, do you? That first day you can meet somebody who you're going to know for years to come.
I know I did.
Yeah, right. So, well, it sounds like you have some really interesting things planned for new students. And we're going to talk to Carol Dalton, Campus Activities Planner. We're going to move a microphone over here. We're sharing a mic in the WIPZ studios today, but we'll do that. And Carol, thanks for being here with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the difference between what you're doing in terms of campus activities and what Lane is doing with the new student services. How do those two areas differ but maybe work together as well?
Well, we do overlap on a lot of things. Ranger Welcome and Weeks of Welcome
mm-hmm.
are very similar. Weeks of Welcome are for the first actual 6 weeks of the semester.
Oh, okay.
We are working at getting a lot of the new students out, adjusted. Once again, the same as Lena said, to some really great activities, ways that they can connect, be a part of our campus, and a part of what Campus Activities and Engagement has to hold.
Sure.
So we have a theme for our Weeks of Welcome.
A theme?
A theme.
It's a theme.
It is a theme, and it is called Lights, Camera, Action.
Oh,
clap. So
excellent.
That means we are up. We're ready to go. We are so excited as to what's going on. And let me tell you something. If you want to be a part of this, you will never be bored. Wow. There is always something to do and activities to, you name it. We've got it here at Parkside. So I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the things that we will be doing that same week as well.
So. Sure. Yeah, no, you're not going to do anything weird like have students make dinosaurs, would you?
Gee, we might just be able to do things like that. We are doing some really wonderful things, anything from craft nights to all kinds of performers. Like I said, you name it, we've got it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting out with a great movie that you are not going to want to miss. The night before classes start.
So that's like, for people listening, we are recording this ahead of time, but that is taking place tonight, Tuesday, September 4th.
Correct.
And it's the movie night, and it's right in the student cinema, correct?
It is. And it is Avengers: Infinity War. And there's nothing better than seeing it on big screen.
Yeah.
Right here. We have great movies here.
Wow.
What more exciting thing can you do the night before classes, right?
Now, will the dietitian be there too? Or I'm sorry, I'm hung up on the dietitian. I got to get off of this. I got to put that away. So,
yeah, oh, goodness.
Got to put that away. Okay. But no, that sounds really, that sounds exciting for movie night. So the first movie is Jurassic World, Jurassic Park Fallen World.
Now that will be starting our Monday night movie series.
Oh, I'm sorry. I jumped ahead in the I jumped ahead in the schedule. I was
That's
so excited.
Okay.
So
well, and you know, as long as we're on movies, we may as well talk about them. The Monday night movie series is a great opportunity to see blockbuster hits that we have, and we bring them here in the big cinema. Sometimes if they're a real big hitting movie, we will sometimes have showings at 6 and 9 p.m. Or sometimes they're just at 9 p.m. So yes, Jurassic World will be playing for our very first Monday night movie series, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. And we will be doing two showings that night, one at 6 o'clock, one at 9 o'clock in the cinema. Once again, free movie, free popcorn.
Okay, and just so we don't, the people listening, because I've confused them, that one is going to be on Monday, September 10th.
Correct.
So the first movie night for new students coming back, back to Tuesday, back to the 4th of September, what are we going to see that night?
In Avengers Infinity War.
Avengers Infinity War.
Yes.
Right.
So that'll be that first night.
Right.
So.
And then what have you got coming up? The Involvement Fair, which gives students a ton of opportunities to get involved on campus. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, that one is on Wednesday, September 5th. It's going to be from 11 o'clock in the morning till 1 p.m. And that is going to be at the under the Student Center Plaza, which is underneath the bridge, hopefully weather permitting. We're hoping we have a lot of fun outside activities planned. If not, the rain location will be up in Main Place. Okay. But what's going on that day is your chance as a student to come out, meet and greet 70 plus organizations.
Wow.
And we also have a variety of agencies that offer volunteer opportunities for students who wish to be a part of that. There is going to be music. We are going to have snow cones. There is just going to be energy bounding that day. And that is a great time to meet, try to connect with people that you might have a similar interest with. Possibly an organization that you would love to be a part of. It's a great chance to get on, meet them, and be a part of all we have to offer here with our organizations.
So kind of regardless of what you may come to UW Parkside in terms of what your study interests may be, there's 70 organizations that that whether it's a hobby or just a special interest, there's probably some way to get involved on campus with one of those organizations.
Absolutely. And the best thing about this, if there's an organization that you would like to start up that you don't see, guess what? You can do that. You come to our office up at Campus Activities Engagement, and we will help you start a brand new organization.
Well, and that happens quite a bit, doesn't it? I mean, some of the organizations that are out there now, they're fairly new to the list of sponsored organizations.
Correct. We have many. And then they're changing all the time. So.
Right.
We are open to anything new and exciting. So come on up to our office and we'll help you get started.
Good. And that evening, Wednesday, September 5, we're going to have a hypnotist on campus.
We are. His name is Frederick Winters. And you don't want to miss this show in the cinema at 9 p.m. You can be the show and get up and be hypnotized. Or you can come watch the show. He's out of the Chicagoland area, and he does an amazing job. I'm always blown away from year to year at what he gets people to do up there.
Because he's been here on campus before.
He has.
Yeah, yeah.
He has. He's excellent.
Yeah,
so.
And what kind of, I mean, that's a pretty popular event, isn't it? The
hypnotist? It is. Very popular. He has a lot of comedy that throws in with it as well. So it's a great show. Don't miss it. Come on out.
Okay. And then we move on to Thursday. And we have the Welcome Back Backyard Bash from 4 to 7. What's the Backyard Bash?
We do. That's exactly what it is. It's in our backyard. Out on the quad, like Lena was talking about, mm-hmm. the quad is outside. It's between the Res Halls and the Brickstone, mm-hmm. and it's called the Student Center Terrace, and that's where we will be meeting between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. If it rains again at this point in time, we will be out at the SAC, which is the Student Activity Center,
mm-hmm. right.
and we will be having it inside there. But we aren't going to be planning that. We're going to plan for pure sunshine.
Yeah.
Once again, a event. We're going to have tons of snacks. We're having bubble soccer, basketball, sand volleyball, cornhole. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a bunch of carnival games, many different crafts, including tie-dye T-shirts, paracord bracelets you can make, inflatable obstacle course, rock climbing wall.
Wow.
And of course, a DJ from WIPZ Radio.
Excellent.
Yay.
Excellent.
So I hope there's a lot of dancing going on.
Great. When you get into the fun doesn't just stop after week one, does it?
It does not.
It continues into
6 full weeks.
Six full weeks. And starting on Monday, the 9th, now we're going to get to Jurassic Park, aren't
That's
we?
That's actually yeah. on September 10th.
September 10th.
Monday, September 10th.
Let's see. How many times have I messed up that movie so far in a 30-minute
We're good.
Show?
You wow. heard about the movie, but to kind of promote our movie, if you would like to come out to the bridge that day, 11:30 to 12:30, noonish.
Mm-hmm.
If you can come on out, we have Grow Your Own Dinosaurs to help
wow.
promote the movie. So each one of you can leave with a great little dinosaur you're going to put in some water and it will grow.
Excellent.
So we want to be all full of dinosaurs that day.
Yeah, well, that hopefully they don't get like really big, do they? I mean, they're not like going to, you know, start running around campus and doing
There's
those
all
things.
Types of great dinosaurs. It's not, yeah, it's going to be fun to see what they grow into.
Sure, sure. So. Tuesday night, next evening, September 11th, big night on campus,
big
right?
Big night. Big night.
Yeah.
Casino night. Who doesn't want to be a part of casino night? It's going to be in the ballroom from 7:30 to 10:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
Come and go as you please. You get to win some prizes with your chips.
Wow.
Yes, you will be all getting great things. Our games are huge. We've got everything from roulette to craps. I'm not as good with all this, you know. Most tables, we just have everything set up. It feels just like a casino when you come in.
Yeah.
You get your chips. But, of course, this is not money. You will be able to buy your snacks and also win some prizes and get some prizes with those chips.
Cool.
So we do need volunteers that night if you have a heartbeat for giving
oh.
back and volunteering.
Sure.
Or if you are a great dealer. So if you're interested at all in being a volunteer for dealing during that evening, you can look us up in Campus Activities Engagement. And if you don't know how to deal, there'll be a training session at 6:30, and they can teach you how to do all the different games and play the games. So, you want to be a part of that.
Would that even be like if members of the Parkside faculty and staff were interested in volunteering and becoming a dealer for an evening?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Yes.
So if faculty and staff are listening, we can encourage them to get in touch with Campus Activities and see if they want to try their hand at dealing cards.
That would be great.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you're not comfortable coming on in and playing at any of the tables, we have slot machines.
Uh-huh.
So, hey, you know what? Everyone knows how to do that. Put the coins in, see what happens.
Sure. So what else have we got going on that second week, Carol?
Okay. And that Thursday, September 13th, we have a Disney trivia and karaoke night, which is going to be down in the Den from 8 to 10 p.m.
Mm.
This is just a chance to play some Disney trivia and then a great open mic with all kinds of Disney songs. Who doesn't love Disney?
Sure.
So
sure.
Once again, lights, camera, action. You never know what we're going to come up with for the next 6 weeks.
Right.
So
right.
Keep looking. Keep it posted. We've got activities for you.
And I know. Both of you have things planned out further in the semester. And if students are wondering, gee, I wonder what's going on in the next week or so as they're going through this semester, where do they find out what's happening?
Well, the best place to go to take a look is Campus Connect.
Mm-hmm.
That is the lifeline to our department at Campus Activities and Engagement.
And where do they find Campus Connect?
Campus Connect Well, you can come up. We've got these great bookmarks that will take you through. There's also, you can go onto the website in the front page. We can go ahead and get you started with that. We also have an app that I would recommend. It's called Cork, C-O-R-Q. And that is got all the information from campus activities and off-campus connects. And you can find that on any app store. And download it for free, and you will have everything at the touch of your finger.
And it's C-O-R-Q.
Q, correct. C-O-R-Q. And it's a bright orange. So we would love to have you download that. And once again, you can always refer to Campus Connect.
Okay. And Lena, how about you? Where are you for students that are interested in finding out about what's going on with new student activities? Where are they where are they going to look for that information?
Campus Connect as well. Otherwise, all new students had the opportunity to join a class of 2022 and then a transfer student page as well. And we'll be promoting both the new student services events and campus activities events every day on social media. Wow. We are also texting our students prior to a new student convocation, and they'll get several emails as well. So please check your Ranger mail.
Wow. Well, it's very easy to see that between Lena, between the new student activities, and Carol, between campus activities, if you're a new student here on campus, a returning student, and you say there's nothing to do, you just haven't opened your eyes or done something.
That is correct. That's correct.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that the students appreciate all your good hard work. I appreciate you being here today on Parkside Today. That's Lena Plotz and Carol Dalton. Lena, new student services coordinator, Carol, campus activities planner, and they've got lots of good things going on for new students and returning students. The first couple of weeks of classes, be sure and check those things out. Hope you had a fun time being with us today, ladies.
Well, thank you very much for inviting us. It was.